1. You hear two friends talking about a book.
'It's unusual to see you reading a book on science. I've read that too. What do you think of it?'
'This? I got it for my birthday. It's written in a way that's supposed to be funny, with cartoons and stuff. I think my older brother thought it'd be good for me. You know, teaching me about science, which I'm not that interested in, really.'
'So, are you enjoying it?'
'I've got to read it, really, because my brother will ask me about what I've learnt. There aren't many pages to get through, at least. I'll be glad to finish it, though I bet I'll forget everything I've read once I do.'
'It's unusual to see you reading a book on science. I've read that too. What do you think of it?'
'This? I got it for my birthday. It's written in a way that's supposed to be funny, with cartoons and stuff. I think my older brother thought it'd be good for me. You know, teaching me about science, which I'm not that interested in, really.'
'So, are you enjoying it?'
'I've got to read it, really, because my brother will ask me about what I've learnt. There aren't many pages to get through, at least. I'll be glad to finish it, though I bet I'll forget everything I've read once I do.'
2. You hear a man talking about family holidays as a teenager.
'My memories of family holidays as a teenager are of being dragged away from my video games to spend hours in the back of the car, making the time pass by listening to my favourite bands on my headphones on the drive to our family's holiday home. There, the entertainment on offer was swimming in the river or lying in the sun and going for walks in the forest, things I'd absolutely loved not so many years before. I'm embarrassed to admit I insisted on staying in the basement with the curtains drawn watching action movies. Meanwhile, the rest of them had fun swimming, walking and playing in the sunshine. 'My memories of family holidays as a teenager are of being dragged away from my video games to spend hours in the back of the car, making the time pass by listening to my favourite bands on my headphones on the drive to our family's holiday home. There, the entertainment on offer was swimming in the river or lying in the sun and going for walks in the forest, things I'd absolutely loved not so many years before. I'm embarrassed to admit I insisted on staying in the basement with the curtains drawn watching action movies. Meanwhile, the rest of them had fun swimming, walking and playing in the sunshine.'
3. You hear two friends talking about a hotel they stayed in.
'I don't think I'd recommend that hotel to anyone.'
'You can't expect luxury for that price. Anyway, it was easy to get into the city centre, so we managed to see all the sights.'
'It was a good starting point for exploring, but the people working there weren't terribly helpful when we asked them for directions.'
'The lady on the reception desk was nice, I thought, and you must admit she gave us a room overlooking the garden at the back.'
'It's a shame about that tiny bathroom, though. The beds could have been softer, too.'
'We should have read some reviews online before booking.'
'I don't think I'd recommend that hotel to anyone.'
'You can't expect luxury for that price. Anyway, it was easy to get into the city centre, so we managed to see all the sights.'
'It was a good starting point for exploring, but the people working there weren't terribly helpful when we asked them for directions.'
'The lady on the reception desk was nice, I thought, and you must admit she gave us a room overlooking the garden at the back.'
'It's a shame about that tiny bathroom, though. The beds could have been softer, too.'
'We should have read some reviews online before booking.'
4. You hear a woman talking about a new film.
'It had quite an old-fashioned style, very simple in that you basically follow a single character on a journey with plenty of adventures along the way, unlike a lot of modern movies where there's so much activity and noise that it's difficult to follow what's happening. I hate films that leave you feeling miserable afterwards because of the ending. This one avoided that, but even though the story kept you interested, I ended up feeling annoyed that things didn't go how I thought they should have done, and I wanted it to be more realistic, so you could believe in it. It had quite an old-fashioned style, very simple in that you basically follow a single character on a journey with plenty of adventures along the way, unlike a lot of modern movies where there's so much activity and noise that it's difficult to follow what's happening. I hate films that leave you feeling miserable afterwards because of the ending. This one avoided that, but even though the story kept you interested, I ended up feeling annoyed that things didn't go how I thought they should have done, and I wanted it to be more realistic, so you could believe in it.
5. You hear a woman telling a friend about her job in a supermarket.
You're working part-time in the local supermarket in the mornings, aren't you? How's it going?
It's okay. I don't mind it when I'm taking cash and serving customers. I get to chat with them. But putting cans and packets on the shelves all morning can be hard work. When you're on one of the special counters that serve fish or bread and cakes, it's easier because you don't get that many customers. I hope I get put on there again tomorrow like I was today. I spotted some lovely fresh prawns and bought them with my staff discount.
Working in a supermarket has its advantages. You're working part-time in the local supermarket in the mornings, aren't you? How's it going?
It's okay. I don't mind it when I'm taking cash and serving customers. I get to chat with them. But putting cans and packets on the shelves all morning can be hard work. When you're on one of the special counters that serve fish or bread and cakes, it's easier because you don't get that many customers. I hope I get put on there again tomorrow like I was today. I spotted some lovely fresh prawns and bought them with my staff discount.
Working in a supermarket has its advantages.
6. You hear a man talking about a band he saw at a concert.
When the band came on stage, they were looking extraordinary, dressed in a peculiar but visually dramatic style, all in black and gold, with makeup to match, a look that basically worked, even if it was bizarre. The concert soon got going, and when they played their biggest hits, the talent of this group of musicians was apparent to all, with an astonishing version of She's Got That Thing. It seemed they were just getting warmed up when they left the stage, and despite calls for more, never returned, leaving many a bit let down after the high spirits of such a brief performance. When the band came on stage, they were looking extraordinary, dressed in a peculiar but visually dramatic style, all in black and gold, with makeup to match, a look that basically worked, even if it was bizarre. The concert soon got going, and when they played their biggest hits, the talent of this group of musicians was apparent to all, with an astonishing version of She's Got That Thing. It seemed they were just getting warmed up when they left the stage, and despite calls for more, never returned, leaving many a bit let down after the high spirits of such a brief performance.
7. You hear a sports instructor giving advice.
One technique you can learn is how to float at your body's true length, which will let you move more smoothly through the water. Take a relaxed breath, fall forward onto your chest and lie flat. Extend your arms over your head so that your arms and legs reach their full length. You'll find your legs will sink, which is natural, but reduces speed. You'll want to lift your head. Try not to, and instead push your chest down. Your hips will lift and, to a certain extent, so will your lower half. As your lungs fill with air, you can float at your natural body length. One technique you can learn is how to float at your body's true length, which will let you move more smoothly through the water. Take a relaxed breath, fall forward onto your chest and lie flat. Extend your arms over your head so that your arms and legs reach their full length. You'll find your legs will sink, which is natural, but reduces speed. You'll want to lift your head. Try not to, and instead push your chest down. Your hips will lift and, to a certain extent, so will your lower half. As your lungs fill with air, you can float at your natural body length.
8. You hear a woman talking about being at university.
I At university, it was important to remember I was there to get a degree because there were lots of other activities to do. I only ever missed the occasional lecture, which is a bad habit to get into. I never had enough money to go out anyway. I was studying in the evenings a lot of the time. I didn't think the whole thing would go by so rapidly, and before I knew it, I'd graduated. I'm going to make sure I keep in touch with the people on my course. They were great fun, and I needed discipline not to just try and have a good time. At university, it was important to remember I was there to get a degree because there were lots of other activities to do. I only ever missed the occasional lecture, which is a bad habit to get into. I never had enough money to go out anyway. I was studying in the evenings a lot of the time. I didn't think the whole thing would go by so rapidly, and before I knew it, I'd graduated. I'm going to make sure I keep in touch with the people on my course. They were great fun, and I needed discipline not to just try and have a good time.